Now is the time to prepare for a blissful day as we read the Rhapsody of Realities, a daily devotional authored by Reverend Dr. Chris Oyakhilome from Love World.
Today's topic is growing by the word. The opening scripture is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Pastor says, in Christ, we already have everything. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 says, according as the divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. His divine power has given us everything we require for life and godliness, but you can only enjoy them through your knowledge of him. As we grow in the Lord and become more aware of his kingdom, which we're a part of, we learn to apply more of all that he's granted us. It's very much like raising kids. Though they're heirs of whatever their parents own, they can't enjoy some of those things until they attain a certain age or level of maturity. That's the way it is in the gospel. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 4 verse 1, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. An heir is someone who is legally entitled to an inheritance, rank, or title. He may be an heir to a throne or an heir to some wealth, but as long as the heir is still a child, he's not different from a servant. Why is this important? The word child is translated from the Greek word nepios. It refers to one who's a child mentally and still unable to communicate or talk intelligently. Thus, a Christian who's still a child, nepios, though all the blessings and wealth in Christ belong to him, he can't enjoy them because he's unable to talk right. The blessings are activated by your words, your confessions, which must be based on God's word and not on sensory perceptions. But the nepios talks according to his senses. From his words, one can tell he's not trained. That's why the Bible says he's placed under tutors and governors to be trained until he grows to maturity. Galatians chapter 4 verse 2. It's one of the reasons every one of us must grow by the word. And one of the ways to ensure this is your active membership in your local church, where the word of God is taught and you're trained with the word to help you grow and talk right. Say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for all you've made available to me in Christ, and for giving me your word to live by. As I yield myself to the tutelage of your word, more grace is released to me, and I experience supernatural progress. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you've been uplifted by the reading of the Rhapsody of Realities today. The Rhapsody of Realities is available in all the known languages of the world. If you require a copy, please contact Love World Northampton Church on 07341 617 037 or loveworldnorthampton.org. You are also welcome to worship with us at Love World Northampton Auditorium at 64 Harborough Road in Kingsthorpe, NN2 7SH. God bless you.